Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Oh, Father, oh, what love you have lavished on me, a mortal, to be called yours, to share your image divine. What a honor to be ordained and to be a man yet yourself, dancing the rhythm. Oh, Father, 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 oh, I love you. To share your image, what an honor. To be a man, yet your scepter, then see the rhythm of. Father, 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 what a no no, what a no no. Dance in the rhythm of your heart.
Dance in the rhythm of your heart.
Father, Father, yeah, Father. Oh, I love, oh, I love. On me, immortal. To share your image. What a no no, what a no no. To be ordained, to be a man, yet your scepter, dance in the rhythm of your heart. Oh, forever, forever. There's no me. Forever, forever. There's no me, God. Forever, Lord. Let every fiber of my being bring you the worship you deserve. Bring you the worship you deserve. Let every story of my life. Forever, Lord, your glory, God. Is all around.
laughter. Snow me God. Forever, Lord, forever. It's no me, God, it's no me. Forever, I worship you. Oh, let it be. Fiber of my being, bring you to worship you deserve, bring you to worship you deserve, bring you to worship you deserve. Let every story of my life bring you to worship you.
Hallelujah. While I was trying to worship, I was a little bit distracted because I was trying to understand something that I think I've missed up for a while now. I think I would have said that here, that soteria and sozo are either Greek or Hebrew words for salvation. They have meaning in Hebrew, but they are not Hebrew words. Are we together? Sozo and salvation are both Greek words for salvation. As a matter of fact, the Hebrew word for salvation is Yeshua. And I'm surprised. So I was wondering if something's wrong somewhere, but thank God, because I was about to say it again. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I felt there were two different words, but if you look at it truly, they are Greek kind of words. So they are words for salvation. Are we together? And if you look at where it was applicable in scriptures, it talks about God saving us from everything that Satan brought upon or through the disobedience of one man, Adam. Are we together? Salvation means to be wholly saved, not partly saved. It means to be saved from sin and its effects. So the things that sin caused also, we are saved from them. Are we together? Not just from sin, but from what? The effect of sin. Interestingly, the Hebrew word for salvation is Yeshua. The Hebrew word for salvation is Yeshua. And the natural interpretation, the direct interpretation in Hebrew is to rescue, deliverance, welfare, or victory. Rescue, deliverance, welfare, or victory. And where we saw the application in scripture is Isaiah 12:2, which some of us will be familiar with. Behold, God is my salvation. God is my. So he is our salvation. And we are seeing it direct. You know, in the Hebrew is Yeshua. In the Greek, it is soteria or sozo. Isn't it meaning the same thing? Although, are we together? Different words, but same meaning. Are we together? Hallelujah to Jesus. So, now, if you do a direct substitute in the Hebrew and from the Hebrew and Greek, you see that if you say sozo or soteria, it equates to what? It equates to you, Yeshua, right? Of course, it's salvation. But not the way I want to say it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, salvation, this is the Greek, right? And this is what? The Hebrew. Hallelujah to Jesus. So we said the meaning of salvation is how that you are saved from sin and his word effects. You are wholly saved, not partly saved. Are we together? And instead of talking about how that we are wholly saved in definition of salvation in Hebrew, instead of the Hebrew guys giving another word, they rather felt like they should choose God as the meaning of, as the word for salvation. That when you have God, then everything you are wholly saved from. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You having God simply means you have been wholly saved. Let me put it like that. All right. What I'm trying to say is Isaiah. I'm trying to remember a part of scripture that says, "In righteousness we're established." What part of scripture is that? 54 verse what? From verse 14. Let's see it briefly. It says, "In righteousness you shall what? Establish." Now, who is our righteousness? Christ Jesus. God is our righteousness, isn't it? It said, "We are far from oppression in." Your doll is dulling me. Please, if you're not interested, go home. Have you eaten akpu? Did anybody eat pounded yam here? I think some people did. Because the way they are so cold, I'm feeling cold as a preacher. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Did somebody die before you came to church? Will somebody die after you leave church? So which one is in Jesus? Hallelujah. Amen. Then you're looking too serious. After church, you see them jumping like jumping chicken and shouting. Hallelujah to Jesus. I hope you are seeing it better from here. Some people are dull. They are just dull. They don't want to be. Are you people okay? And this over here? Are you okay? You don't have any problem? Are you sure? Yes, sir. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you people fine?
Yes, sir.
I mean, you have seen. You know, when you sin, Satan will just make your mouth close. You don't know. You want to talk, say amen, say yeah, yeah. You might join, say amen. Be making you feel guilty. So instead of saying, now we're trying to explain how that it makes sense. That instead of calling anything salvation, the Hebrew guys decided to call God our salvation.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Salvation is not that God stood like this and he's doing things like that and whatsoever he's doing is called salvation. No. Salvation is God himself. In righteousness you are what? Established. In God you are what? Established. In God you are what? Far from oppression. What does it mean to be established? The word established means you have been finished made. You've been finished. You know, they finish making you. Like he's trying to do something and he's done. That's why the Bible says, we are the workmanship of God, fashioned in Christ Jesus for only good works. So we are complete in Christ, not lacking anything. So I don't lack anything. You're not trying to be righteous, you are righteous. It's a huge difference. If you think you are trying to attain righteousness, you struggle as a believer. Are you listening to me? So what did I say? You are not trying to be what? Righteous. You are what? Righteous. Where is Pastor Max? Hallelujah to Jesus. You are not trying to be good. You are good. You are not trying to be smart. Say, I'm smart.
I'm smart.
You are not trying to be rich.
Rich.
Why are you working hard? To work out the reality of you being rich in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And some people don't believe that. They look dull after I said that. I say you are rich. Talking to this miracle, you look broke. Say, I can never be broke. Say, I've not lost it. I'm not finished. In Jesus' name. Say, my type has never been same. In the name of Jesus. If you say this thing every day, you can't be looking like this. Hallelujah to Jesus. Some people look so finished, even their lips is dry. Look at Esther's lips. So dry. Why is your lips dry? Why are you allowing yourself to become a victim of Hamathan? Somebody borrow her some vaseline. Give her. I want to see you shining. I say, give her. Put it. She has. Put your own. Say, I'm perfect.
I'm just fine.
Even if you don't have transport back home, firstly, why didn't you have transport back home? You are such an indisciplined person. But if you truly, you know, people say, I don't get it. If you continue like that, salvation will not know what to do with you. Should be organized every time.
Yes,
say, I'm organized.
I'm diligent.
In the name of Jesus.
I'm not dull.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
Always happy.
Always happy.
Say, I have no troubles.
I have no troubles.
Say, I have light affliction. Very light affliction. Very, very light affliction. Working for me a more eternal weight of God's glory. Say, I'm not in trouble. This is strategy. In the name of Jesus. Say, I have faith in God. And I know all things. Work it together. For my good. Yes. You know, Paul said at the tail of Romans, he said, what shall we say of all these things? Now think about the things. From verse 1, there is now no condemnation to them that are what? In Christ. Why? They don't walk in the flesh. Why? They walk only in the spirit. Verse 2, for the law of the spirit of life, where? In Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of what? It's not going to make me free. Say, I'm free. That's it. It's a huge difference to know you are free and trying to be free. Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
But get the formula. What made you free? The knowledge of the law of the spirit of life.
Yes, sir.
You see that? As you understand this wonderful knowledge, what happens? You are plugged into your freedom, which is yours already. For the taking. Glory. Verse 3, what the law could not do in that it was weak. It was made weak because of the flesh. Jesus did. He destroyed sin. Even sin in the flesh. Down through 4, 5 said, if you set your heart on the things of the flesh, you end up being conscious of the flesh. You say, if you set your heart on the things of the spirit, you become conscious of the spirit. And 6 says, to be carnally minded is death. He said, but to be spiritually minded, it's like a lot of things it says. 14 it says, for we that are led by the Spirit. Now before 14 it says something in verse 10 that is quite unique. Let's see verse 10. It says, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Then it says something, it's trying to travel, right? Verse 11, it said, but if the same Spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body. You see that?
Yes.
Through his spirit who dwells in you. The reason you saw bought here was because of what was written in verse 10. So read verse 10 again. It says, if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of what?
Sin.
It's about the spirit is life because of what? Righteousness. Why is the body dead? Because of sin. Why is the body dead? Because of sin. Why is the spirit alive? Because of what? The body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is alive because of righteousness. Then, but, if the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, what has happened to your body? It has been quickened. It has received the life of the spirit. Glory to God. You see that? But it started telling you more like everything about what is supposed to be done from the beginning in the introduction. You know, when you are writing a project, the introduction kinds of, you know, gives you an idea of what we're going to do in the entire project. Are we together? It says there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus because they don't walk after the flesh but after the spirit. Do you know this is summary of everything in Romans 8? Do you know? This is a summary of everything in Romans 8. Read Romans 8 through verse 1, verse 2 to the last part of scripture. You see that that's a summary of everything. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's a summary. Yes. If you think I'm joking, go home and read it. Then verse 2 goes ahead to explain how that the law of the spirit of life has made you free from the law of sin and death. And it goes forth to start explaining some things that happen in the spirit. For instance, now it says, if the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, it has quickened your body. Although your body was dead because of what? Sin. But, mean, don't conclude there. Conclude here. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But if the same spirit who has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, what has happened to you? He has quickened. He's not going to. He has. So you feel your body, you say, it has been quickened. Your body have been quickened. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be sick. In the name of Jesus, cancer, you will not be here. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be under the affliction of Satan. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, I don't like wrong testimonies. I like good testimonies. Look for good testimonies. Whatever is good, think of it. I was watching a video on YouTube. Somehow I was just going up. And the man wanted to share a story that his child died. I just flipped before the testimony finished. Now, God bless his soul. God bless the child, whatever they are. I like the one that the child did not die. And I tell you, for everywhere a child died, it was not God. God does not need children, angels in heaven. He does not need children. He has a lot of human beings on the earth. He doesn't need children. He's not lacking children in heaven. Are you getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
With long life, he has what? Satisfied us. That's his will. Long life. So I refuse to hear the story. And when you hear things like that, I'm not trying to mock. At the end, they will now say it will teach you how to be strong in faith. And yes, when you have experiences like that, I tell you, it will teach you how to be strong in faith. But it's not God's will that you should have the experience. So I like to hear uplifting testimonies. Are you all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Whatever is nice, think of it. Think of it. Like I was meditating and I said to myself, iron eventually gets destroyed. Who knows that? Even metal eventually gets destroyed. Who knows that? When it begins to rust, it can break. Imagine, iron can finally break because of rust. Nobody can destroy you. You are the only one that can destroy yourself. If Satan begins to plant the wrong thoughts on your inside and you are thinking about them every time, you'll be rusting like iron. And one day, you that is hard and strong and wonderful, you'll be broken into pieces. Say, I refuse to think stupid thoughts. You don't have two lives to live. You have one. Don't allow anybody mess your life for you. Some people just be crying, thinking about people that don't matter. You think you have, look at you, you're already old. You better work hard. And push hard and mark your greatness on the earth. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Anybody be making you think stupid things? Say, I'm great.
Great.
I'm great.
I'm great.
In the name of Jesus. I can never be small in my life. Glory to God, I can never be small. I say it like you mean it. Say, I can never be small. Because I have everything I need in life. And for godliness. it goes down to 18. It says for the sufferings of these present times in Romans 8. It says for the sufferings of the present times. I think verse 14 would have said to us that for as many as are led by the Spirit. Oh, glory to God. You see, they are the children of God. In Galatians 5, it says to us, more like complimenting what Jesus has said, because Jesus is the one saying all these things, even through Paul. Now, Jesus said to us in Matthew 4, I guess, he said, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Paul compliments it. He's complimented it through Paul. He said, walk in the spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of flesh. That's what. He said, if you live by the spirit, walk by the spirit. That's another thing that hit my heart so much there. In Galatians 5. He said, if you live by the spirit, walk by the spirit. You know what that means? You can't be living in Makodi with the kind of, creating a kind of condition. You know, let's say, okay, you're in Makodi now, and you are not willing to, you are not investing in AC, for instance, because you think you are unjust. You must be sick. When we tell people in unjust that we're trusting God to get ACs, they will think we're mad. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? During Ramadan, like this Ramadan, how many of you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, we are wondering, are we in Ramadan? And we are trusting God to get aces. Why? Because we are in Makodi. Paul says, if you live in the Spirit, walk by the Spirit. If you are in the Spirit, use the laws of the Spirit. Do things like a spirit man. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made you free. You need these laws to be free from any limitations in the flesh. You can't be living by the dictates of mere human beings, their laws. No. When you say, I can't be sick, they will think you are stupid. No, you can't be sick. Sir, I can't be sick. Even you, how did you feel about it? You just wake up and say, Pastor is sick. Why? How? They say, somebody has malaria, he has typhoid, he has everything in one body. So I refuse to be sick.
I
will never be sick.
You
know, when you get sick, some people can't talk to themselves. When the sickness holds them, they'll be like, hey, can't get me drunk. In the name of Jesus, I refuse. You don't already follow, you need to take drugs. You should have said these things before that time. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You wake up in the morning, I can't be sick. And these are the last things you are saying. These are the aftermath of the original, deep prayer. Firstly, is koinonia. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Father, I give you praise. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Libra handash, shubra handash. You are just enjoying the presence of the Holy Ghost. As we're enjoying, your mind is traveling. He's taking you, to what he wants you to address. Are you listening to me? Your mind now travels in a direction. Don't be too religious for the Holy Ghost. I was telling some brother yesterday, because there's this recent talk about prosperity or against prosperity on the internet, and I greatly understand, but Satan can take advantage of that idea and keep you broke. He's a pastor. He played it. He placed a clip. He always does that. He played a clip and the person shouted, I will never follow a broke pastor. So I said, smiling. I knew I was a target. He said, Pastor, what do you have to say about this? I started laughing. I knew I was a target for that clip. He loud. The volume was so loud. I will never say. He said, Pastor, what do you have to say about this? I said, well, you all know it's wrong. Why is it that from my mouth? Is it from my mouth you want to know what is? You know, people are very funny. They know something is wrong, but they want you to talk whether it's wrong or not. I said, it is wrong. And I don't agree with that. I think something is wrong somewhere. For somebody to be trending in these topics, I said, something should be wrong. It's wrong somewhere. And I said to him, but listen, do you know God is the originator of the idea of prosperity? He was just looking at me. I said, because many people have been broke and they think it's God's will. I said, that is why they have songs like Take the World and Give Me Jesus, like Jesus is different from the world. Huh? I know you are wondering, what is this man of God saying? The earth is the Lord's, its fullness, the world. They all belong to God. It is friendship with the world. That is what? Did you get that now? The world belongs to God. It is when you are attached. When you are, for instance now, Burna Boy is not my enemy. He belongs to God. But when I'm dancing Burna Boy, I become an enemy of God. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain now. Because his ways are not, oh my God, don't put me in trouble now. It's the way I'll say this thing now. So, those songs are not of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Sounds better like this, right? You see somebody say, how can he say his ways? Pure pastor, hypocrites. They are the ones. Somebody will now come and be angry with you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because they are not singing the right songs. Alright? You've heard some of their songs. And if you have them in your phone right now, it's a shame on you. You are a disgrace to the kingdom of God. And it's unbelievable that you are seated here right now. I'm talking about some of you that have been here. I'm not talking about the newly born again. For the newly born again, we understand you are a child. You need to grow. But for some of you that have been in church, if you have Burna Boy or Davido or Wizkid, or you are over in the recent debate, Fela and Wizkid, who better pass? You are a disgrace to the kingdom. I mean, I even saw a pastor writing the debate. Yes. Not just a pastor, it's an apostle. You know, that's a trending office. And he wrote, my God, hallelujah to Jesus. Those are childish things. You don't need to write about it. The Bible said they that compete with themselves are not wise. They are not as wise as you. Are you listening to me? So it is friendship with the world. Now get the point I'm trying to make. Some people now, because of this wave of prosperity, saka, are now hating prosperity. I mean, they are claiming they hate money. If you hate money, stand up. Anybody that hates money in this church, please stand up. If you hate money, please stand up. Let money know you today and avoid you. Now, how many of you love money in this? If you love money, wave your hands up. And some people are trying to be righteous. I mean, if you like money. How many of you want money right now? Wave your hands up. Sonny is doing me like this. I'm saying like, he's doing me like this. I mean, see me, pastor. See, I need to, God wants to do with you. I mean, we all love this money. It's just that the guy who put the secret to, he went extra. Do you know what I'm trying to say? He said, I will never follow a broke pastor. And trust Nigerians. Oh my God. They reminded him that he was broke. What a country we live in. I don't know how they went and got that man picture. He's everywhere. They'll just put the picture on the right. I will never follow a broke person. Now, those words are actually wrong. I think they're wrong. And if you look at it in the original translation, it doesn't look like it's, you know, because some of you are wondering, the Bible says so. Listen, firstly, the book of Proverbs, right, it's not like it doesn't contain scriptures, secret writings about Christ inside. It does contain. But primarily, that book was written to teach the people of those days the wisdom of their days. The wisdom of life, natural living. That if you are lazy, you will be broke. Do you see those basic wisdom there? Just to teach them basic natural what? Wisdom. And how that life operates for a natural man. So they were trying to make us understand that truly, if you have money, you have plenty friends. But if you don't have money, you have less friends. They are not telling you that should be a law of life. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to explain to you. It's more like he's telling you the facts in life. He's not saying it that you should make it your wisdom. Okay, how many of you here will be excited if your friends leave you when you are in lack? Lift your hands up. Is it not crisis that prove relationship? The man of God is trying to make us understand that the way life is, most people will leave broke people. He's not saying that that is how it's supposed to be. When you were broke, did God leave you? Now, God is a prototype for how human beings should be. He's always our present help in times of need. You should be for, you should be there for somebody when they have nothing. You should be there for them. That's a friend indeed. They say a friend in need is a friend. Huh? How did they say it? Please correct me. Anyhow, indeed in need, get the connection. So now, but the way it was translated was actually wrong. He was making it look like that's God's wisdom. No. The writer is trying to point fact to us. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He's point fact that this is how human beings behave. He that has no money will have less friends. But he that has much money will have what? More friends. That's what he just said there. He didn't say that's the fact. That's how life should be. Because while he was broke, even as a pastor, respectfully speaking, his wife was still there with him. See, I can never follow a broke pastor. It depends on what you think brokenness is. And I was telling somebody, I said, if I wanted to drive an SUV now, I'd have been driving. But as long as the earth remained, there is seed time and harvest. See, the last thing in my mind, I stand under heaven speaking to you here. The last thing in my heart is a new car to drive. The last thing. I only do things when they are necessary and I don't need to explain to anybody. If I find out my car can't serve me, I can change the car. It's not your money. Check your records. Your money is still complete and intact. Now it's not your business. I got my money. You know, I'm not moved by people's words. If you think I'm joking, go and talk about me on Facebook and see whether I'll ever reply you. You see, one thing I do, people, is that some of them, I don't even block them. You'll be seeing me. I'll be seeing everything I'm doing. And you'll be wondering whether I'm alive. But I'm alive. Yes. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Yes. But the last thing in my heart is calm. Blah, 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 blah. But of course, we need to get things out of necessity. When it's necessary, get them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? When it's necessary. There will come a point in time we will need a private jet. We'll not put ourselves under stress to get a private jet. But when the time for private jet comes, we'll get it very smoothly. Yes, I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to explain to you. Like some men of God have gotten to that stage that they've gotten it very smoothly. And they are running it very smoothly. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because they need it for their day-to-day activities. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the last thing is money. Because they are major investment. There are many things more than money. If you truly want this money, sir, if you don't follow after the money. The Bible says, he that follows after rubies ends in nothing. You can't wake up every morning and be thinking of money. If you are thinking of only money, you wake up in the morning, you are just looking for paper. The paper. You end up becoming a prostitute or a thief. Or a Yahoo boy. It's lazy minds that become Yahoo. Lazy minds that become prostitutes. The laziest people on the planet Earth are prostitutes and Yahoo boys, all those thieves. They are lazy people. I know somebody is wondering, Pastor. And politicians. Because I know you want me to compliment it. I've seen lazy set of people in this town. Many lazy people. Any smart in their comrade. Very lazy minds. Somebody is studying a course before you know comrade. If you ask him, he wants to become a governor one day. Stupidity. Not being productive. Cannot think. Lazy in the mind. Before you know, they'll be saying nonsense. You see a man that has a degree, an MSc, a PhD, talking like a fool. In the name of, he has a godfather that wants him to see his post. Before you know, no, I don't think any state has hypocrisy like our state. One young boy will go and do one thing and say, happy birthday, sir, and put his picture by the side. Hypocrisy. Smallness in the DNA. Stupidity passed from one generation to another. Smallness passed from one generation to another. And that's why they choose politics. And they don't know the goal of money. So after they get the money in politics, they spend it in bars. Because they don't even know the meaning of money, no vision. So they have to perish. They can't help themselves. Because where there's no vision, the people would perish. Are you listening to me? Small thinking is when you buy one car and you cannot help it. You have buy car. You put the post everywhere that you have buy car. You are small. What did you even buy, Seth? Corolla. The whole world knows you have Corolla now. Any small thing, you have done a video in your car. You see, so while we're driving to Lekki, as I was driving, you know, sometimes when I see testimonies, I truly feel these people need help. Say, I can never be small in my life. I refuse to be small. And as I'm talking, people are wondering, Pastor, I say, Yahoo boys. Yes, Yahoo boys are lazy minds. Very lazy people. Prostitutes, the most laziest set of people. They look at left, right, they can't have the money. They say, hello, Alaji. Stupidity. Some people think they are hardworking because all they want to do, you know, we've gotten to a point that you have to learn things beyond revamping of wigs and some kind of things. You have to go beyond all of those things. Don't think that if you must have money, you have to only revamp wings and buy wigs and all of those kind of thinking and snap, go to modern market, go and snap on a large shop and be post. See, listen, you have to go beyond that. You can start there, you don't end there. If for 3 years you are still snapping these things, you should own your shop. Now, if you don't initiate the thought in your heart, you never arrive there. You have to imagine it. I've met people who call to me, Pastor, I want to start something like this. I say, you will not start it under this watch. Under this covering, you are not doing this one. And you'll be looking at me like, Pastor, it's not wanting us to be humble. No, that's not it. As in, I don't feel it. I'm your father. I feel disgrace and embarrass. And sometimes I tell them, go and do another thing. They think I'm being proud. No, it's not pride. You are royalty. Yes, sir. Sam, royalty. Royal. Do you believe what he just said? Yes, sir. I'm royalty. Yes, I am. That is why you can't help it. You can't just dress anyhow in the morning. You wake up, if you remember, you know, if you watch people that dress anyhow, they don't pray. And the ones that are praying and dressing anyhow, they were not praying. They are praying amiss. If you understand the word and are praying rightly, you can't be dressing anyhow in the morning. It will show that you are a Christian. So lazy minds and the world is involved in all of these rubbish things. That's why they want to be politicians who steal money. They don't even know why they are stealing. Why are you stealing? I really don't know. I just have to steal. That's why after they leave political office, the project they started, if they have houses there, it will just stop. Because they don't have a good system to be bringing that money again. They were only stealing it to build it. Now that their 8 years are finished, where will the money come? Nothing upstairs. Nothing upstairs. One billion has finished. Even them are shocked. Have you not seen politicians on the road and just they look so vulnerable and you're wondering, was it not this man? That's why even Christians need to get into politics. I truly believe so. I truly believe that Christians need to get into politics. And it's not these smesme Christians that can enter politics. You bow to Baal. Do you know the things involved in politics? I heard of a man of God saying something. I couldn't agree less. I tell you the truth. You want to get into politics, some people, the way they initiate them. I heard he was saying that for this person, this individual, he took a child straight from the mother's womb. He bought the child because they told him he will not win the election.
prophecies came, he will not win. So he went to a native doctor. The native doctor said, actually, it is not clear that you win, but we'll revamp it. Sorry, we'll rearrange it for you to win. Just go and bring a newborn baby from the mother's womb. Because they are masters of making sure they do what is not God's will. Wickedness. Your political career started from wickedness. How do you succeed? Hallelujah to Jesus.
Great.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Then he grinded the baby, pounded the baby to win an election. Now imagine such a person win an election. You know, that is why where I concluded that some people that are talking, supporting other people, have you seen people that are supporting stupid people politically?
Yes, sir.
And they have all their reasons. It's those grinded babies that poured on their face. Do you understand? I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. They initiated spirits through those wickedness they did. And the spirit was poured into the atmosphere. The ones that are not strong with the Lord, the spirit penetrated their hearts. That's why they'll look at them and say, worry. The Lord give you understanding. Somebody that nearly killed you last year, say you see yourself saying, it must be him, he's not doing anything bad. They've grinded, they've poured powder on your face. It is us that the thing have not penetrated that are saying this is a foolish person sitting there. But you see a normal human being who has PhD standing up and saying this is the best administration, and you're like, God, what is happening here? If it's not that you are a Christian, you'd have carried cutlass. One time we saw somebody trying to defend this administration on Facebook, and he wrote a long note, he couldn't finish. Then somebody now came in the comment section and said, it is very difficult to defend nonsense. That's why you have not finished. After this long note. He said, tomorrow continue. What is here to defend? What do we have now to defend? But there are people defending it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There are people defending it. You see nonsense you are defending. You know, somebody asked me one time, he said, Prophet Simon, do you want the present governor to leave so that another governor from the same party comes? I said, hey, anything around this party, let it be thrown into hell or lake of fire. I don't care about the godfather that is looking for. That one they want to bring is a, if this is a demon, that one is a demon father. Whoever they want to bring from that place. I tell you the truth. I kid not. Telling you facts. Meaning nobody from that side should even come close to us. Now this morning we were driving, I was talking to my dad. I said, I don't know, whatever street they make, as long as somebody can stand and deny genocide, killing of people, I don't believe anything they are doing. It's all a shame to me. And they were like, oh no, the person, when you get to that office, you know, you have to just keep your office. I said, keep your office at the detriment of souls that are dying. There's a young man who came to our state. How many of you observed that guy? A white guy. They call them whites, an American rather. How many of you observed them? The guy. He has built many houses in Yellowwater. Single-handedly. Many houses he's built. He was in a mass burial in Jos recently. He said while he was entering, the police told him not to enter, that there's no need to cover, that everything is fine. He still forced himself and enter. You know, they will not kill him because he's not Nigerian. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If they kill him, war will start. Do you know even bandits are protecting that guy right now as we're talking? They are sending signals. There's a white guy. Don't shoot around there. Don't shoot. If you shoot, they will kill all of us. The team will scatter. Because there they have value for their souls. You see, what you can carry, the arsenals you need to save an American is equivalent to the arsenals you can use to save the entire Americans. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. The strength, the resources you would take to save one American. It doesn't matter whether it's one American. As long as an American is in trouble. Even though you need the resources to save the whole of the Americans, they can use everything to save one American. It's their policy. So one citizen is as important as the entire America. One citizen is as important as the entire America. So you see them come to this country and go back. You don't hear that he shot anybody. Even when bandits are shooting, when they see them passing, they'll stop. When they pass, they'll continue the shooting. Because they know what will happen. Even the people so sponsoring them in the government house are warning them. That's why nobody has touched that guy. You see that he's saying his mind this time, nobody has touched him. He said, I posted a video on Sunday evening. He said, I can't believe that the person is a Christian to say there's no Christian. He was being real. It's the truth. But there are a lot of cowards who cannot say these things. They don't believe it. When you say it, they argue with you. You think it's ordinary that you are seeing A and calling it B? You have been possessed. In fact, there are some Christians who think that we are foolish for complaining. There are some things I see on the internet. I don't even waste my tears. You know, some of you want to cry when you see somebody. You say, hey, God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to pulling downward. These demons are the ones sending thoughts into the hearts of people. What do you expect? You are seeing somebody talking under the influence of a demon. You want to quarrel with the person? You want to cry? These are the things, even worldly singers. That is why they don't talk about politics. Because them too, they use jazz to sing their songs. Now I'm telling you the truth. If you like, argue with me. Somebody, you see all these guys singing, you think they sing with clear eyes? Why is that they cannot confront government? They meet in the same places. You think it's ordinary for somebody's song to just stand up and everybody will be doing like jumping chicken? These guys go, they go into depths of sorcery. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's why you see a Christian brother or a Christian singer and sister, they are struggling to get out of worldly song, struggling, fighting. They've repented, though. The next day you see them listening to it. They're not looking for the ones that don't look so bad. Why are Bugao? They miss you. Lo, Bugao. No, that one is not too bad. They didn't call any bad thing. The question is, by which spirit? Are you listening to me? By what spirit? And some of you are ashamed to be mocked. So you don't want to stand for this so that they will not mock you. Jesus said, if you are ashamed of me in this world, there's a time when him too will be ashamed of you. Are you listening to me? This is no self-righteousness. Get it? This is kingdom. Are you listening to me? It's kingdom. That is why you see, you'll be wondering, why are some people behaving the way they behave? I don't know if you have seen people like that. Somebody will look at Trump and say, forget, he's a useless man. He's a hypocrite. He's a thief. They'll soon catch him one day. If I got to a point, I wanted to cry, but I refused to waste my tears. Someone said President Trump framed that assassination they wanted to kill him. He said he framed it up. I didn't understand where to start thinking from what point to start my thinking. I didn't know where to start from. How can somebody frame him with bullet? They frame something with bullet? Please go and frame your own with the same bullet. You look at bullet, you frame something with bullet. And you know the interesting part of this? Even some Christians believed it. As I'm talking now, the scales are falling. They're like, hey, I'm not thinking like that. Oh, you would have not been able to think it. There was a spell casted. And since you had interest for stupid things, you fell for that. You were already expecting stupidity, so you fell for it. I asked somebody, I said, how can somebody frame being assassinated with bullets? Not arrow, bullets. It didn't even brush you. You can allow them to say what their foolishness. The truth is that anybody who knows the Lord knows that it was God that made that man to shift. It was God that controlled that bullet. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Forget the rubbish they are saying. For the past 10 years, which president has spoken and said the Christian genocide in this country should stop? You people are shouting today. They have started killing. They are killing Christians. You think it's today they started killing Christians? I grew where killing of Christians were just normal. Normal. It's not today. Sharia 2000. I lost two of my friends. They burnt them in a room, tied the hands of their mother in Abakba. Burnt them in their room. The mother was crying. She fainted, I guess. I think so. She fainted or something. The two boys burnt to ashes, shouting till they died. That's just one of the examples I can cite. There are many other examples. It's not today they started killing Christians. We know how that your good friend as a Muslim will come to your house, lead people to your house, and they will kill you and your family while we're in Kaduna. We knew. Some of us, the reason why we are still alive, firstly, is because of God's mercy and grace. Secondly, logically speaking, we grew in the barracks. It's the truth. If not, this thing has been existing for a long time. And which president spoke for the favor of Christians? And for the first time in the history of the world, somebody said, let Christians be protected at all costs. And somebody will sit with his suit. Sometimes you learn till you learn stupidity. And say, and their interest coming to Nigeria is not pure. And when they say, are you sure you know what you are saying? I used to go and preach in Kano. No, go and live in Kano. Who cannot go and preach in Kano and come back? Go and live where those people are living. If you don't have anything to say, keep. Now they've buried the last six people. How many of you have gone there? In fact, did we see it on your status? Do you know that small now we are seeing it as a normal thing? Small, all of us seated there, it's normal that people should die. One time I saw a corpse on Facebook of a guy in a car. They killed the guy. Just by people were just passing. I say, see, they left the corpse there. Like it's normal now to say a corpse and just pass. I say, thank God it's just one person. There was a time that if one person died, a whole community will gather and say, ah, Jesus Christ. Because it's a shock. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? We're in a mess. We have not just realized it yet. That's why people are talking anyhow. And we think it's far from us. They say people are in Naka and you think you are savior. What kind of safety is that? So you must understand that some people are talking out of a spell that has been casted upon them. The Bible said the prince of this world who walked in the children of what? Disobedience. Somebody who's not born again is saying rubbish and you are worried. Don't worry yourself. You see, some saying that they are killing both Christians and Muslims. We all know that it is Muslims that will not bow to their ideologies that they're killing. The target is Christians, and they are killing Muslims who are saying, no, we don't want Christians to be killed. So the vision is not to kill both Christians and Muslims, it's to kill Christians and to kill the Muslims who will not support their agenda. But what's the main target? Hallelujah to Jesus. But there are people that, you know, that's why when you see people struggling with secular music and the rest, you are wondering, these guys don't only do sponsorship on Facebook. They have spiritual sponsorship. So I wonder how you want to sing gospel song without soaking yourself in the presence of God. I really wonder how you want to sing gospel song without a life of purity. You are just a clanging cymbal if you don't have a life of purity. You may be saying Jesus finish work, but you are a clanging cymbal because your words don't carry effect. They can't change nothing. When people listen to them, they get excited by the sound and the melody. They ain't changed. Are you listening to me tonight? They are not changed. That's a problem we are facing today. And many people are excited when they hear new Christian songs with the name of Jesus being pronounced. Go and meet a herbalist today, you can say Jesus. You will think when you shout Jesus, demons say, hey, it's movie. It's not at the pronunciation of the name of Jesus. If not Joshua, who is Joshua in this place? Anybody that is bearing Joshua? We have a Joshua in the technical, for instance. That's Jesus in the Hebrew. So you could just say Joshua in the name of Joshua. It is in the office at the name of Jesus, not at the mention. Are you listening to me? Every knee bows. And if you are mentioning the name because you are in the office, it will still work. When you see people who mention the name and it works, it's not because they mentioned it and it is not working because of they mentioned it. It worked because they are in the name and they mentioned the name. And the huge problem we are facing in the body of Christ today is that many people are not realizing this. And instead of one of the problems which I just spoke about, you know, singing not under the influence of the Holy Ghost, not spending so much time with the Holy Ghost and going out to sing, that's not the only problem. You see, because of people have hyped the melodies and etc., they've been exalted to a point that they feel they've arrived. And so that sense of arrival, people that are supposed to be walked upon by the Holy Ghost are feeling they've arrived. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That sense of arrival is what Satan used now to finish them. Not just in music ministry, even in ministry as a pastor. You know, before I conclude with that, let me say this part of ministry of a pastor. The Bible said there were, do you have any handkerchief here? Who has a clean handkerchief, please? Any clean handkerchief? Alright, come and give me. You guys don't have a good handkerchief. You don't clean your sweat. They say apron and a handkerchief from Paul healed the sick. Why? Casted demons out from people's body. Why? Are you anointed? You know why it worked? He was conscious of who he was in Christ. You are not conscious. That is why when you keep your own, demons carry it and read. If you keep your book, in fact, a witch can carry it and clean their face and say, sorry, it's a mistake, and keep it back. Because you were not conscious of who you are, but Paul was conscious of who he was. That's the only difference. He was conscious of the anointing that he carried. So when he was done keeping something, the anointing was contacted by what? Huh? Everything you touch is a good conductor of the anointing. As a child of God, are you get what I'm trying to say? As long as you can touch it and you are conscious of the anointing, that becomes a good conductor of the anointing. When he threw it on people that were demon possessed, not that he even threw it consciously. The Bible did not say Paul practiced that. When he was done, he kept it. Are you get what I'm trying to say? Somebody probably who was demon possessed now held it and started shouting, fire, fire, fire. Are you get what I'm trying to say? That was what happened. Folkless of you, there was a time you used to be nice. If you are a young minister who is misbehaving today, there was a time you were nice. There was a time you had time to pray. At that point, you contacted the anointing. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? You contacted the anointing. As you contacted the anointing, now that you are behaving foolish, that contact you had with the anointing is still upon you. Let me show you what I'm trying to say. When Elijah died, many years later, they threw the corpse of a soldier, and the bones of Elijah brought the soldier back to life. Elisha was not there. His corpse brought somebody. His bones, let me not say his corpse, the remains in the tomb, one of the bone brought the guy back to life. That guy, wherever he was in the spirit, never had an agreement that his bones should bring somebody back to life. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to explain to you. Let me show you another example. When Jesus was walking, the hem of his garment made somebody to be healed. Jesus never told his cloth that me and you have an agreement. He didn't. The cloth don't have ears. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The cloth don't have ears. They don't have eyes. But as long as they were on Jesus, they contacted the anointing. Now, if cloths and even donkeys could contact the anointing, there was a donkey that prophesied. Dear prophet, can I pro? Even a donkey pro. So the donkey would have actually chosen to call himself a major prophet. See, the things of God are very deep. I'm telling you the truth. And the point I'm trying to make is that if donkeys could prophesy, if handkerchief and aprons and cloth could contact the anointing and get people healed, why are you allowing prophecy and the miracle power of the Holy Ghost to get you too excited? If you spend time with the Holy Ghost so much, you will know that those are not things that should make you very happy. That is why Jesus said to us, many will cry in the last days. They'll say, I healed in your name. I prophesied in your name. I did so. What happened? Why did it work? They contacted the anointing at some point in their life. And now that they are foolish, the anointing is still working. Because they contacted it. God is so wonderful and blessed to the point that anything that contacts something from heaven, he doesn't need to collect that contact back. Because what he has in heaven is so much, he doesn't need to collect anything he has given to anybody. That's why when Satan left, he didn't collect back the anointing. He left Satan to use the anointing in the direction he wills. Whatever Satan is using today, in the pure form, it was the anointing. I don't know that you people are getting what I'm trying to say. They call it witchcraft today and wizard and whatever craft. Witches and wizard and etc. Years ago, a billion years ago, in the realm of the spirit, that was the anointing. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But glory to God, God said that he has no power. So whatever he calls power today is not power compared to the power we have in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, if God says he has no power now, believe him. The things God were doing was doing with us was progressive. At a point, he said, I've given you power over the power of the enemy. Now you rightly divide the word of truth. That was before Jesus resurrected. When he resurrected, he said, now all authority and power has been given unto me. There was a time Satan had power. That was before Jesus defeated him in the grave and defeated him in hell. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So he told the disciples why he was alive with them. He said, I have given you power over the power of the enemy. But when he now resurrected from the grave, after having dealt with principalities and powers, and made a public show of them, triumphing over them, like Colossians will say in verse 2, chapter 2, from verse 14. What did he do? A name was given to him far above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee bows, and every tongue confesses that he is Lord. Now, from where he is, now from this perspective, he said in Matthew 28, he said, now all authority has been given to me in and on. He said, go and make disciples. In other words, nobody can stop you from winning souls.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because nobody is a restriction to me. So if God be for us, who can be against us? The point I'm trying to make is this. There's so much power in God. All right? Are you listening to me? That he would not collect. That's why the Bible said the gift of God are without what? He wouldn't collect it when he gives. And so don't get deceived. Don't get deceived. If handkerchief and aprons, are you listening to me, can contact the anointing and demons can check out, sicknesses can be healed, why getting too excited that you lay hands and they were healed and you allowed it to get you poofed up? Why are you excited that you mounted the stage and sang a song and people were on the ground? Don't be deceived. Are you listening to me? The way God behaves is that he will solve the problem of the people and still have a problem with you. Moses disobeyed. He did not show it to anybody that Moses disobeyed. Moses disobeyed God in that he struck the rock twice out of anger instead of speaking to it just once. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But he didn't just once. What happened next? God did not say, Moses, why did you disobey me? No. God pretended like everything was cool. Water came out as if that was what God said that should happen. That's not what God told Moses to do. But water still came out. He responded. I'm not praying, but I found out that I am still able to preach well. I'm not praying, but I found out that when I sink, people are under the influence of the Holy. I'm not praying. Now, you are not praying. It's not affirmed because you see the hand of God when you stand and mount the stage. That you are not praying is wrong. You are not praying is wrong. Forget about what you are seeing as a demonstration of the Spirit. God will keep quiet like he kept quiet for Moses and give the people water to drink, but you still have a problem with God. You will not enter the promised land. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Don't be deceived. Now, this is where people stood from. Now, this thing I'm explaining to you people, do you know what they now call it? They call it, they misinterpreted it and call it grace. There is grace, oh. But this is what people are now calling grace. And it is dangerous. I don't know that you will get what I'm trying to say. This is what they call grace. See, no matter what you do, if you just speak to it, just be bold, know who you are, and speak to it. I mean, you just finished, you know, recently, I'm being careful not to be judgmental. Galatians 6 says, when a brother is found in sin, he says, speak to him with kindness and meekness so that you are not subjected by same sin. Meaning that, don't be excited when people fall. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Always use this with the spirit of meekness. Speak to them and pray that God helps them. So I was being careful not to be judgmental. But listen, I saw a video where recently, I don't know if some of you saw it, an apostle in quote, was caught sleeping with over 15 girls in his church. I think he's in Lagos or something like that. He has locked his account and the rest. So they have several proofs that he was doing that. Now, I was so baffled because I'm a pastor. You know, we went somewhere with Donald and while we're trying to propose something for Petra, I told the guy, well, I'm a pastor, so I don't believe. Firstly, I'm a pastor and I'm a computer scientist and blah, 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 blah. He said, oh, you spoiled everything. I said, I don't understand. He said, you would have not told me you're a pastor. You spoiled everything. I said, well, I can't hide my identity because I want a deal with you. He said, you know, these pastors, they have been causing trouble and many people are scared of them. I said, eventually you'll find out. So if you don't accept me as a pastor, leave it. But just try and see. You know, so I said to myself, I'm not going to ever deny my identity because people are doing anyhow. Are you getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
I won't deny it. I told him boldly and we booked a day to finalize the proposal. Now, I checked the young man's, he's a very young person. I checked his profile. He had blocked, he has restricted his Instagram. And I don't know him on, I think even on Facebook, they say he restricted all of his account. I didn't try to check everything, but I just wanted to see his face and the rest of it. Because it was a blogger that was, you know, bloggers, they like those kind of news. And they played the video where a lady was speaking, another lady was speaking, blah, 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 blah. Different ladies were speaking. In fact, some of them, he had already made them leaders in the church. Now, one thing that I picked from that was that his hair was plaited to the down. He started his hair normal like my own, but he started plaiting at the point. Plenty hair. It went down. I now listened to some of his clips. I heard him saying, a holy man is not about the dress. I can dress any I want to dress. Holiness is in the heart. I just said, this is where all the problems started. Look at the school of thought. Crazy. There is no way holiness will just end, start in the heart and end in the heart. You can't be holy and be showing your breasts outside. Are you hearing me? Your breasts cannot be outside and you are saying you are holy. Why we talk too much and say we are deeper life? Who is not supposed to be deeper in the life? Who is supposed to be shallow in the life? Let's not raise hypocrites. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You are wearing a ring. They talk to you. You say you are covered by grace. That person is under the influence of a demon. It's not a joke.
Yes, sir.
Now, when we talk like this, you think we are mad people. Say, pastor, so you mean those guys? Yeah, I mean those guys. While I was 16 or 17, my eyes were open. I was hearing a gospel song and I saw demons literally coming out. I thought I was a mad person. Till I heard a lady's testimony in Zaria. A man of God was talking about it. Till I heard it. For our own now, it was not gospel artists. It was worldly singers. She said they were playing it from radio and she saw demons coming out from the song. Same experience, but different category of singers. And I asked the Lord, why would I be hearing a song like this and be seeing? And not so long, we started hearing some kind of crazy news. I don't know if you heard lately. That is why we really need to understand the word. When we say this thing, we are not foolish people. I don't know if you heard lately of a major singer who was caught to being a gay. I don't know if some of you heard that. I wouldn't mention the name from this platform. He has sung many songs we have been singing. Recently it was found that he is gay. I was talking to someone. I was telling them how that the writer of the song, I Pledge Allegiance to the Lamb, is currently gay. He has told people that, you know, sometimes when I say this, and I wonder how the heart of people will be feeling, how they'll be feeling in their heart. But fret not, because you are hearing the gospel.
Yes, sir.
These are just things we'll just say by this corner, keep them and continue teaching the gospel. The guy is currently gay. He said he doesn't believe in God. He's an atheist. Now, those days when we raised those songs, people are kneeling down and crying. Forget about the people kneeling down and crying. The day he wrote that song, I believe he cried. I believe he knelt down and told the Lord, I truly pledge allegiance to you. With all my heart. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? And you can't tell me that guy did not mean it that day he said it. He meant it. But what happened along the line? He said the wise builder does not just cry and say, God, I love you. He dogs the ground to build his house on a rock. He dogs the ground to build his house where? Don't be moved by emotions. When we talk about sound doctrine, we mean it. It is everything. What is Christianity without sound doctrine? A point will come, if you are not standing on the rock, Satan will make you weary. You'll be looking at worldly things like this that you have spoken against before. It will be hungering you to do, but you cannot even say it because everybody has labeled you a Christian. Everybody is calling you a Christian. So your best bet now, it is to hide and be doing it secretly. So what have you become now at the end of everything? a hypocrite, the same as the religious folks, the Jews. The same problem. They were standing on a wrong platform. They were standing on the wrong doctrine. You know, religious doctrines are wrong doctrines. He said they worship me with their what? Mouth, but their hearts are far. They look like Christians but are not Christians in display. Why? Their ideologies are wrong. They were standing on sinking sands. And at the end of everything, the best of them was hypocrisy. That's the danger of living with false doctrine. Well, I've gotten to a point that when people sin, even pastors, you see people trying to bring some new doctrines. And I'm not trying to attack. Lately, I heard somebody speaking about cover your pastor. Listen, it is rubbish. It is rubbish. I'm not saying it as a man that probably started my walk with God with no iota of mistake, no. But I'm saying that if you truly are leading God's people, you must burn your bridges. And it is not by power, it is not by might, it's by the Spirit. If you are doing it by power, you go and arrange the bridges yourself and climb it again. I'm telling you the truth. It is not by power, it is not by might, it is by the Spirit. I was about to get a land somewhere because I wanted to have my house built. And the person I'm supposed to get the land from is a prominent man in the city. And we couldn't see in the daytime. So in the evening, he was done with a meeting and he wanted to see me. And the lawyer called me. I said, where are we meeting? They called one bar, the opposite somewhere, a very big bar. I said, I'm sorry, I can't be found there. If you have another venue, fine. Else, let's do it tomorrow morning. He said, oh, you pastor, we didn't know you would take this serious. Some people would not mind. I said, yeah, I take it serious. The Bible says, avoid all appearances of evil. Appearances of evil. And when we're talking in the morning, I asked Donald, imagine you see me in that bar in the night. We're just passing somewhere. And you see me entering that bar with a barrister. Now, who did they write it on his head that he's a barrister? No. We are entering the bar, we sat somewhere and Donald cited his father. You know the way he called dad. And no bottle. Look at the dangerous thing. Maybe they want to bring a bottle. And while I'm trying to remove it, I say, no, I don't want. He sees me with the bottle in my hand like this. The devil is a bastard. You don't know this Satan, no? He does not waste time. He will just signature straight in his hand. That is who your pastor is. That is who your pastor is. And you see the guy crying. He will not run to miracle. Oh, dad has frustrated. Oh, I've wasted my life following my father. Oh, God. I've been in a hypocrisy for years. Yeah. What is the problem? Then I saw Papa today. Where? Drinking alcohol. Come and go and see him. Donald Pass, truly I'm seated there talking business. But what is their business? Because you see, they don't care. They don't believe a pastor should be seated there at that time. Even in the afternoon, who will take it? Talk less of in the night, it will paint a picture. No, so this is where he comes after every... No, sometimes Prophet Simon on stage behaves like a drunkard. Have you observed? Pictures. Before you know, rumor have entered one place. And people who are not strong. Because not everybody is strong. You'll be so shocked. Not everybody is strong. You know, when you're trying to build a ministry, like we're in the foundation level, I still believe we're in the foundation level of GZMI. When you're trying to build, you need people beyond just loving you for the result and preaching. People have to love you for you. For the work to grow. Because at the initial point, you cannot truly give them everything they want. But they have to sacrifice to do it. You know, a company reached out to me. They said they wanted 3 staff, which I will pick for them today. And they will not pay them for 2 months, 2 to 3 months. I think 2 months. They will just train them in certain areas and give them jobs finally. And they were wondering if I will understand. I said, I understand. And they were shocked that I understood. I said, I have built things as a pastor. So I know where you people are. I'll give you these guys for 2 months. And after 2 months, we are signing the deal. Give them a job. They will learn for free and work for free. And they were amazed. But I understand exactly what is happening with them. I don't know that you guys are getting on trying to explain to you. Avoid all what? That's the dangerous thing. People now call those things grace. Anytime I don't pray, now they feed the anointing more. You didn't pray. You finished talking uselessly. And you know why they get consoled in foolishness? Is because, or sustained in foolishness, because they do those foolishness and they are seeing the hand of God. Water is coming out for the people to eat. You struck the rock twice. Yet water is coming out consistently. And funny enough, God did not talk about that issue with Moses that day. He waited for everything to finish. The celebration of the result. And he called Moses and said, "That's not what I told you to do. For that, people are drinking water, enjoying it." He said, "For that, you will not enter the promised land." Paul understood this. He said, "I don't want to be more like somebody chasing the wind. That after I'm done working for God and etc., I myself now become a castaway." You can be doing ministry. Anytime you stand, God will bless people through you. But finally, you are a castaway. Because the truth is that as long as you are there, God will not say because of you, he will not bless his people. That's why I always tell young ministers, you sure you want to do ministry? You know, at the initial, the excitement is so much. I tell you the truth, and I pray God forgives me. If we knew that ministry is like this, at this point we are, if we had the full picture, anytime I want to say this, I used to feel like I'm offending the whole of heaven. But let God understand me at this point. Let me just say it to you so that you understand. I don't think we would have accepted to be in ministry. I don't think so. I truly didn't know ministry was this deep. Till I got to the point and I said, "Well, I'm in it. No going back. No going back." If I look at all the bridges I've burnt, all the sacrifices I've made, I can't stop. And more importantly, seeing the glory that is set before me. We endure the process. Are you listening to me? Because while you are trying to build what is right, where you are sowing the right seed, that's where Satan wants to come and sow. As you are sowing, Satan is sowing. You see yourself doing the right thing as a pastor. You are sowing the right seed. You dig into scripture. Come and pour it out on people. And one day you now see some kind of harvest that you never planted, the seed. It didn't start with me. You saw it in Matthew 13. God himself planted. God came back and sowed another harvest. And God could not scatter it. He said, because if I scatter it, what will happen? It will affect the ones that are okay and are still growing. That's what happens. That's why sometimes you see those kind of things happen. You're raising them, one of the leaders just stands up. Satan just influences the leader and he wants to make a mistake that will alter the world's growing. And you see the pastor just quiet. You say, why did whatever they are saying, Pastor Simon did not answer. So why did Prophet Simon not reply these things they are saying? They are probably true. Because when we try to speak, we alter what God is doing with people here. We now look like stupid people. Imagine your prophet replying the naysayers. I'm painting a wrong picture to you seated here. You must understand that this thing is warfare. Beyond all the paparazzi, the excitement, and it's warfare. We're in a warfare. As I'm talking to you like this, this is warfare. As you are seated listening to me, I'm telling you it's warfare. That's why when you live here, Satan will try to fight to steal the seed of the word. I told you the number of demons, I couldn't see the end of the demons. I felt I was too small for such level of demons. But the Lord opened my eyes and said, what you are doing is very great. And this is how much Satan wants you down. How much Satan wants you down. I had another vision one day. I woke up crying. You know, my roommate said, many years ago in second semester, 100 level, I was crying to steeple. I was crying through the dream. My body was shaking. He stood up in the midnight and was just looking at me. He went to the wall and his hands were like this. Because he said I was crying in the dream and I was shaking till I woke up and tears filled my whole eye. What happened to me? I was in a vision. I climbed almost 5-story building. I was seeing different drawers and they would write before the drawer a particular scene. When they opened the drawer, I see the carcasses of somebody. They close. They open the drawer, I see the carcasses of somebody. They close it. Then I was with a young man who was with me that time. We were going and a lady with a pale face, just the way, because God is not an author of confusion, just the way it's written in the book of Revelation. A lady with a pale face stood somewhere and I could see that there was death written at the front, but he couldn't see it. He was so perplexed by her beauty. And as we're talking, I just greeted and we're going. He now was striking a conversation with the lady. And while he was talking, I said, hey, come, let's move. Early in the morning that day, I went to his hostel and told him to be careful with women. Early in the morning that day. While I was going, this young man had followed the lady and gone. When I rushed back to get him, I think I dragged him back. He was still dragging to go back. I held him by force. So when I woke up, I had to rush to his hostel and started warning him about women. I warned him with the whole of my life. That was not the end of the vision. We now got to a point. Now, as I'm teaching you, as I'm saying the story, you will be seeing the scriptures in your head. The sin that easily besets. Sin that was surrounded so mighty by a cloud of witnesses. See the problem now. We are in the glory. But seeing that we're in the glory now, it is this, at this point in the glory, Satan wants to start steering those things that were, those seeds that were sowed many years before we were born again. He will start reminding you of certain things, certain weaknesses. I wish your eyes are open to understand this. Seeing that we are what? Surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witnesses. Pay attention to me. Don't believe that you will not understand this. Give me this marker. Let me show you something. In Hebrews, where's the marker? Okay. In Hebrews 11, if you look at Hebrews 11, somewhere in Hebrews 11, you'll see, I think Hebrews 12, right? Yes, Hebrews 12. Somewhere within Hebrews 12, the Bible starts by telling us that therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of, let us what? It's suggesting something, isn't it? That seeing that you are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight, lay aside the sin that easily beset, because you are somewhere heavy, you are somewhere glorious. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now it's suggesting that being surrounded by a cloud of witnesses should some sort of suggest being in the glory of God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Even though literally you cannot see that right now. But if you go down to us 22, let's go to us 22 so that you understand what I'm trying to say. Now, what did we use here as a substitute? Surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witnesses, isn't it? It said, but ye are come to Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, the heavenly and innumerable what? Next part of scripture. What do we see there in verse 1? Surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witnesses, right? Now, it said, they are the general assembly and the church of what? Who are what? To the God, the judge of what? Now, see where complements the first. The spirit of what? Just men made perfect. That's the same thing in verse 1. Saying that you are surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witnesses, the Bible then says, leave sin. It is possible to leave sin and every weight, the sin that easily besets, and every weight that you have been holding on to in the world. Saying that you are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses, and now we are seeing that the substitute for the cloud of witnesses can be anything from verse 22 to 23. But listen, to the spirit of just men made perfect. I want to hit something here. I'm not confused, okay? I just want to help you not to be confused. Now, it says, surrounded by what? So mighty a cloud of witnesses. And what's the substitute? Another way it was described here in verse 23 is what? The spirit of just men made. So that is also, this is also what? The spirit of just men made perfect. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? This is also the spirit. This and this are the same thing with this different description. Said in different ways, I can say Oche is tall or Oche is fair. Who am I describing? Oche. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain to you. Oh, which will be better now? Okay, let me say, Pastor Phil's dress is long sleeve, or Pastor Phil's dress is, what's this color? Sky blue. What am I describing? Pastor Phil's. So being surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witnesses simply means that dead souls who are dead in Christ. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? The Bible also calls it now. Instead of saying surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witnesses, instead of calling it the cloud of witnesses in verse 23, they say the spirit of just men made perfect. Have we established this one? So, cloud of witnesses also means what? Spirit of just men made perfect. Do you understand me? Now, let's hit the nail on the head. You can sit down. Now, go from verse 22 again. Follow carefully. I've been trying to hit this for many years. And sometimes I feel people don't get it enough. He said, you have come to Mount Zion. Now, what we want to do now is to establish something that works like an adjective. What are adjectives? Adjectives are words that are used to what? Jesus Christ. Somebody stand up and describe adjective. Very fast. Who is an English teacher here? What are adjective? Use microphone. Many people don't know these things.
Adjective are words that are used to describe or tell more about a noun or pronoun.
Alright, that's good. Is he right? I think somebody is disagreeing. Who is disagreeing with that? It's very right. Okay, it's fine. There are words that are used to describe what? A noun or what? So let's take for instance. Give me the description of words that mean adjective. Beautiful. Choir. Give us one. This disgrace is becoming much. Tall. Short. They say tall or just short or short. Slim. Fat. Red. Okay. Is she wrong? Is the choir person that laughed? Do you understand? What else? Slow. Fat. Lazy. And etc. Now listen. Read one to go. You have come to what? What is another word to describe Mount Zion? Read the next part. To the city of. Read another word to describe Mount Zion. The heavenly. What is another word to describe Mount Zion? An innumerable. Now, what is another word to describe Mount Zion? The general and the church who are registered. What is another way to describe Mount Zion? What is another way to describe Mount Zion? Where the spirit of just men are made perfect. So, what did we just describe? You can go ahead to describe Mount Zion so that it paints better picture. Verse 24. To what? So Mount Zion simply means you have come to Jesus. How many of you are in Christ Jesus? Where are you? Where are you also? The spirit of just men made. Where are you? Innumerable multitude of what? Where are you? Where are you? To God the judge of. You have passed from dead unto life. That's what that means. Where are you also? You have come to Jesus, the mediator of what? Where are you? You have come to the blood. That what? You are in favor all your life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That's where you are right now. And all of these things are different adjectives describing one place, the place of victory for a believer, Mount Zion, which is also coming to Jesus. If anybody be in Christ, is in Mount Zion. Is a new creation. He is where there are innumerable multitudes of angels. He is where the spirit of just men are made perfect. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you now? And one of the things we picked here so that we understand verse 1 is the fact that he is where the cloud of witnesses or where the spirit of just men are made perfect. We found out that these two mean the same thing. Now we're going to read verse 1 again. One to go. Therefore, we also, since we are what? Or since we are in, are you catching it? Let's read again. One to go. Therefore, we also. Let's substitute that for another description. Since we are what in Mount Zion, or since we are in an innumerable multitude of angels, or since we are come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? Let us lay aside everywhere. So the word they used to describe the glory here, they chose the word surrounded by so mighty a cloud of witnesses. Why? Because of verse 2. He wants to paint the picture with racing. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of this race. So instead of using any of those things in 22 of Hebrews 12, he said, let me use surrounded. More like inter-house sports. As you are running, they are cheering you up. I don't know whether you get what I'm trying to say. So you are in the cheering up of believers that have gone ahead of you. They are not saying, come take my mantle. They are saying, hey, get it done. Jesus is the author and what? The finisher of it. I don't know whether you people get what I'm trying to say. They are excited for the fact that you want to touch Jesus. They are not excited for the fact that you want to collect a mantle. If you turn back to collect a mantle, then you've missed it. And if you are racing, you see everything is prophetic. Even if it's really, your eyes have to be at the front. You get it. You don't turn to collect it. You have to be looking at where you are getting to. And when you collect it, you move and finish it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, you may not like it or see it important because I may be the only one teaching it. But I know what I'm telling you. I just proved it to you. Do you understand? And hitting the nail on the... Give me verse 1 again. It says, seeing that we have come to Jesus or seeing that we're in a cloud of witnesses, let's stop here. He said, let us lay aside every weight. So you are in the glory. You have come to Jesus. You have come to the blood of sprinkling. You have come to a realm where there are innumerable multitudes of angels. So lay aside every weight. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside. Lay aside. Lay aside why you are where? In Mount Zion. Why you are in Jesus Christ. Why you are in the blood of sprinkling. Why you are in the glory realm. That's every the full description of everything is called glory realm. That's what we meant for when we say we are glory carriers. We are carriers of this reality. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say now? All of these are just different adjectives to describe the realm of the believer. The glorious realm of the believer. See, let us lay aside every weight. If you don't lay aside the weight, the sin that easily beset will not stop. For every time, let's give an example, you see somebody plugged into a particular sin, Satan understands their algorithm. A lot of times somebody got them offended. They felt worried. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Logically speaking, many people are addicted to a particular sin. Satan understands their algorithm. And they even understand their algorithm, but they've not seen it that it is by this, it just by ignoring this procedure that the sin will stop. They think they have to do something weightier than the algorithm that Satan has enacted in their life. This is what I'm trying to say. Have you seen people who are particularly addicted to pornography, sexual sins, smoking, and the rest? Some of them, they don't drink, self. But after a few problems, some their wife shout on them so much. Some they just lost a job. Some this, then they will go and drink. Anytime they are worried, they drink. Anytime they are worried, they smoke. There are some, anytime they are worried, they go and watch pornography. Anytime they are worried, they go to... Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So you see, there's a weight before the sin that easily besets. There's a weight. Are you seeing the algorithm now? So as long as he gets you thinking wrongly because of an event that happened, he knows you go and do that particular sin again. So you are shouting, oh, I know who I am, blah, blah, blah. He's just going to make sure that you get in that trouble you got into the last time, because when you got into it, you sinned. So you say, okay, I'm going to put her in the same situation again. I'm going to put him in the same situation again. So Jesus says to us, listen, there is no temptation that has come to you beyond your ability to overcome. The reason I allowed it is because I know what I created. I know my product. You've been carefully and wonderfully made. I didn't bring the temptation and trials, but I allowed it because I trust you. I know you. And I'm not telling you to just go through trials and tribulation. You know, this rubbish eschatology teaching where they say we are in the tribulation days and they are running away from the tribulation. They are in Abuja. We are not in the tribulation days. You want to experience the tribulation? Go and stay and start your church in Jos, in the bush. Why are you running away from tribulation? We are not in any tribulation. We are in bad government. We're under the influence of bad government, not tribulation. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? So don't think that you facing that sin is a tribulation. You know, as you are facing, you know, you're just thinking, this trial I'm going through, I was about to sleep with the girl. You want to sleep with the girl? And I said, no. I'm going to go through this. Then when you overcome the trial, you now come back, you come outside, and you are feeling like the most righteous man, thinking you are in tribulation. And listen, you are not in a tribulation or a trial. It was expected of you to overcome. Have the victor mindset. Always know that you are supposed to overcome. You are never supposed to be a victim. Listen, before a billion challenges come, know that you are the one that will come out strong without being touched. Paul said, for our light afflictions. Look at how he sees it. I know you may be disappointed when we say light affliction, but Paul knew why he described it like that. He didn't describe the problem so much of a problem because he viewed it from the perspective of God, the perspective of the Word of God. Are you listening to me? So he calls it a light affliction. He said, working for us an eternal light affliction. It's the way you just understand the word. You just know you can never end up small. I mean, there are no two ways about it. You can feel it even in your veins. When blood falls down and they test the blood, it will show successful, not SS. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you see SS, it means successful. Success is very, very plenty. They test your blood, it will show eternal life. Jesus, it just show glory. It just be sparkling. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because you know who you are. It has gotten into your whole system. That's why the Bible says the word of God is medicine for, can be medicine for the body. There's a way you can stay with the word. It will start healing your body. To be healing your body. To be killing the pimples. Do you believe that? Oh my God. The word of God is the number one skin care. As you be like all these people that did bleaching. Because there's nothing you have not tried. Try the Holy Ghost. Lay your hands on your face. Parakukapelia. Jesus poured spat on the ground, carried mud and poured on somebody's feet, and it opened. You can just look at the ground. There go, you have water. You say, God, I was created from my flesh was from the dust of the ground. Ligosikatish. Lebrus kafelia. You don't put any kind of sand. You then do study. Do you understand? I just want to hit that rubbish away. First, people go and carry sand and say, Lord, you may cause some reaction. You study the things on the ground. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Know what leaves will connect with another leaf. Do you get? I know I balance this thing. I know. Because the way I say spit on the ground, people will just go back home and say, what did prophet say today? Jadabagadagabaya. And pour water on the ground, carry yeke, yeke, yeke. You now cause a better reaction. No, study the leaves from the dust. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Study them. I know how to apply them. And for some of them, they are even medicine has done it for us. They are in medicine stores. Go and buy their rope. I know I talk like that too. And if you don't know how to do it, don't do. Don't do. I say, no, the Lord prophet told us something. We've got the ability. Lord, proclaim. Lemon leaf. Where's that one that used to, that popular one they always use? Aloe vera. The Nanton. Jugugugu, mango, rokokokokokoho, orange, rigagagagagagagagagaga. And I carry it. Jugugugu, you have jugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugug say? Have you been so blessed tonight? So you see, leave every sin that easily beset. You can. You are in the glory. You see, since you are in the glory, lay aside every weight. You understand the glory? It means your sins are forgiven. It means the nature of sin is gone. It means you are a new creation. Lay aside every useless weight. You know what the weights are? How can I stop this sin? Man, you are a new creation. You don't have any out of sin in your being. Lay aside the worry of trying to stop sin. You're going to sin. Lay aside the weight. If you lay aside the weight, then the sin that easily besets will be gone. But imagine you are thinking. You are thinking, how do I stop this sin? Do not take a thought by saying how. When you are asking useless questions, you don't understand the word. You don't understand the place of the fatherhood of God. But I know who my God is. We know whom we have believed and we are persuaded by him. Hallelujah to Jesus. We are new creations. We are in the glory. Saying that we are surrounded by some mighty father Abraham. Samson. They didn't touch it obviously. Especially Samson. Go ahead, mention the names, brothers. Now, he's hearing me and he's smiling. Don't get it twisted. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Of course, Samson knows he didn't touch this sin. He's watching me in the glory. Go ahead and mention the names. Samson, my guy. What name again? Solomon did not touch the glory. He had 700 wives. And sometimes I'm wondering if there's still chaos in the spirit because they are there with him. But I'm sure all things are okay. You know, one of my friends said, I think it was because of Solomon. God said if people just get to heaven and they'll become angels, because he would not be able to solve some problems. Imagine God allows your wives in heaven. And Solomon's wives and concubines come to him. Hey, darling. He thinks, hey, darling. So he said, he believes it was because of that guy. God said everybody should be an angel. So that there's no problem. Now, all of them are cheering us up. I mean, Solomon does not expect you to collect his mantle. Are you okay? Samson does not. You know, somebody's thinking, I have to collect the salmon. You know, and our preachers are very, very wonderful people. They are very cunning and very, very wonderful people. When they talk about mantles, have you ever heard the mantle of Samson? Oh. How many of you have heard mantle of Samson? They always tell people that their sins are not so much of serious sins. Like Elijah. The mantle of Elijah. After Elijah, check any prophet that made a mistake. They will not put his name there. Talk about Samuel. He was a nice person. Who again? Moses. In fact, they don't really emphasize the mantle of Moses. They didn't like his end. They'll just say God will give you the spirit of wisdom for leadership like Moses. They will not stop there. But if you say mantle of Moses, people don't always raise their hand. Majority of the young boys, when you say mantle of Elijah, hey! Say Elijah is not a man, he's a system. He's a system. And the whole church today are studying the system called Elijah. That's a weight. We're carrying a weight. You see, because the least of all men born of women. Was Elijah born of a man? Huh? Yes, of all men born of women, none is greater than who? None is greater than who? Meaning John the Baptist is greater than Elijah in the kingdom. He said, but the least in the kingdom. Now listen, 1, 2, 3, Colossians 1, 15. I want everybody to read. Before you rush back here very fast, I want to end with Romans 12, 1 and 2. Now, 1, verse 13, I mean, everybody should read. Are you ready? Want to go? He has. And what? Into. Where are we now? So the least in is greater than who? The greatest in the Old Testament. Because they never saw the kingdom age on earth. That's why the end of Hebrews 11 said, they without us are not made complete. They without us, whatever they have done, if we don't complement it today, it is not complete for them. And one of my friends asked me, he said, why did God write that scripture? It's confusing. He said, they without us are not made complete. Are they not in heaven? Are they not in heaven? Why is it not made complete? I thought the end is heaven. So they are enjoying heaven now. And that's where we should aim to be finally, isn't it? And I said to him, God is the wisest. If God said they without us are not complete, and you know they are in heaven, because truly they are in heaven. The Bible said when he resurrected, many saints followed him to heaven. So they are in heaven. But he said they without us are not made complete, even though they are in heaven. Why? Because the goal is not heaven at last. The goal is heaven on earth. Where was Adam? On earth, on heaven. I don't know how to put it. Adam was living on earth as it is. Good. Good. Eden. Eden means heaven on earth. That's why all those people that told you they saw Eden, you just laugh. It's a spiritual realm of the believer. If you are conscious of your place in Christ, you are in Eden. You are in all your provision. There are different sources to all your... You have different sources of incomes. Different rivers, making sure all your plants are growing. Whose leaves do not wither. And whatever they do, prospers because of the different source of the blessings in your life. They don't catch what I'm trying to explain. It is first virtual before it becomes manifest. And you are the one that call it into manifestation. So the book of the law must not depart from your heart and your mind. You must meditate upon it day and night, and you will cross your path, and you shall have good success. Are you catching this tonight? Glory to God forevermore. You are in the kingdom. They without us are not made complete. Because the goal is heaven on earth. And we are making that possible. And when we are done, they will come together with us. The dead in Christ. Father Abraham will put on his flesh. And together we will live on the earth forever. See that? Samson will put on his gigantic Moses again. And we will see those beautiful Moses. The only one we will not see, probably, we don't know if she repented, was Delilah. Scripture did not tell us if she repented. But if she repented, we'll still see Delilah. And you see how small she was. And how she took over the strength of an entire nation in one man. Ligo Paletia. Who do you want to see mentioned? You're going to see all of them at resurrection morning. Oh, that's why Paul said, do not mourn for the dead like those unbelievers. Don't mourn like them, like you are hopeless. Everyone who have died that you know, that is in Christ, will wear their body back and you will hug them again. We are not hopeless. We are not hopeless. And that's why Jesus said they are sleeping. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say now? They are sleeping. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. So Father Abraham is sleeping. Samson is sleeping. And on resurrection morning, the dead in Christ. I mean, they are not part of the dead in Christ. They shall be the first to what? Put on their flesh and reign on the earth forever. So day without what we are doing now is not complete. Oh my God, I wish they can get this thing. I wish they get it. Do you understand me? I pray you get it. Because if you get this thing, I'm telling you, your life will never remain the same. If you get this thing, I'm telling you, your life, and I recommend this sermon every day. If you can listen to it till the year is over, get this sermon and listen to it. Catch this truth. Catch this truth. Are you listening to me? Yes. Hebrews 12:1, the last part, verse 2, and we pray. It says, seeing that we're surrounded by so mighty of a cloud of witnesses which represent the glory, right? Let us lay aside every weight, so that the sin that easily besets and snares us will be what? Be dumped away. And let us run with endurance the race that is what? Set before us. See, we have come into the glory already, but they say there's a race set before us. This race set before us is not to the end that we try to get the glory. More like now, it has been initiated. My wife asked me a question last Sunday. She said, Pastor Simon, the way I see born again, I feel like when you are born again, you should be in the completion of everything Jesus is doing immediately. Because I said something like, if you are born again, that is not the end. You need to be renewed. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? By the power of the Holy Ghost every day, until you understand what happened to you the day you became born again. It may take a long time for many people to realize what happened to them the day they became born again. Do you know what we are trying to do today as a church is to realize what happened to us the day you became born again? We are trying to discover that mystery, the glorious inheritance in the saints. That's how Paul calls it in Ephesians 1. That the eyes of your understanding may be what? Enlightened. So that you get to understand what God started in you on the day you became born again. That's what we're trying to discover right now. The riches of his inheritance in us. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you see, the day we became born again, we are in the glory realm. What is happening every day? We are trying to excavate, to discover where we are. You just read how that in verse 13 of Colossians 1, we have been conveyed in the kingdom. We have been carried and kept in the kingdom, isn't it? Do you understand me tonight? I said there are two ways you see, there are two aspects of salvation you will see every time. Ken Hagin calls it the vital and legal side of redemption. I now said something recently about nurture and nature. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So what is the Holy Ghost doing on our inside every day through revelation and prayers? Nurturing what we got as our nature on the day we became what? Born again. The day we became born again, we had the nature of Christ. The Holy Ghost is nurturing us to discover that nature in its fullest realm. Are you people getting on trying to explain to you? Every day of our lives. So he said, seeing, run with endurance the race that is set before you, meaning that discovery, as you are discovering and enjoying the glory, you got to be patient. And a few times you may make a few mistakes. He said, but don't stop there. Keep on pushing. You probably made them because you were ignorant. So when you sin, you have an advocate. That's how it's covered. Jesus the righteous. The goal is that you are not supposed to allow any sin to come upon you. You are not supposed to be subjected by any sin. That is the supposed realm of a believer. But should in case you sin because you are running a race. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Should in case you sin, you have an advocate with Jesus the righteous. Stand up again and say, my supposed realm is that I'm not supposed to sin. Because a born again man, in the summation, Paul spoke from the summation, from the summary, 1 John 3:9. He said, if you are born of God, you cannot sin because the seed of God is in you. So if you find yourself in sin, it does not mean you are not born again. What is happening is that you have not finished realizing. So he says it again. God complimented those words. It's John. John complimented in verse 6. He said, if you know him or have seen him, you cannot continue in your sin. You see that? So how do you enjoy this born again nature? By knowledge. So go back to where we are. There's a race that is set before you, to the end that you understand everything that has been given to you on the day you became born again. Your nature, isn't it? And what is the beginning of that understanding and your nature? Christ Jesus. What is the finishing line of that nature, that understanding? Christ Jesus. He is the author, verse 2, and the finisher of this race. Not anything less, not anything more. Who is the author of this race? Who is the finishing point of this race? When you understand Christ, you are complete. You don't need to understand any other thing. Because in him you live, breathe, and have your being. You want to be a perfect Christian? You got to understand Christ. Bow your head.
This can be, for you have won the victory. You have won the victory. Yeah. This can be. I see the swirl of the Spirit. And the Lord says to tell you, take the swirl of the Spirit and fight. Speak my word. It's on the offensive. It's for the offensive. Speak my word. I'm getting deeper. Stronger. I'm getting better. Oh, we getting deep, drown in the waters. Deeper. Woo! Yeah. I got your rain. Your glory flux here. Your glory flux here. Marakobayakaya. I got your rain. I got your rain. We celebrate your name. We glorify your name. Oh God, I sense the glory of God everywhere. Oh God, you reign. Your glory floods the earth. Your glory floods the earth. Oh God, you reign. I am a God of Boyakaya. Oh God, you reign. We celebrate your name. We magnify your name. Oh God, you reign. Oh God, you reign. Your glory floods the earth. Your glory is everywhere. Oh, I God, you reign. Shabakoya. God, you reign. We celebrate your name. Magnify your name. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. For death could not hold you bound. And you are the risen King. Hey, you sit at it, my Justin. You are the risen King. Oh, Yarabaka Sadia, what can stand against the Lord? No one can, no one will. Who can stand against the Lord? No one can, not a situation can. Oh, 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 victory belongs to you. When the enemy tries to come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard. Shabaya, Moria Kabu. I heard the Holy Ghost speaking to me about a case. And if you are having anybody or in that situation, I would want to pray. I saw one when we started. I saw someone particular. I'm going to describe it as it comes to my heart. You can call me if you know anyone like that, or you're the one. Or I saw someone trying to harvest cassava, and while the person was harvesting cassava, I saw witchcraft on that person, and I saw the leg of that person being influenced by the power of witchcraft.
the right leg to be specific. And the Holy Ghost is saying it's connected to somebody. What I mean is that if you have somebody whose right leg is having serious issue, whether father or mother, it is witchcraft. I want to pray with anybody that has a particular person with that who farms, who is in a rural place that they farm. I'm being particular with my prophecy as I'm saying, because I'm not guessing. Right leg. What I saw was that there was, in the realm of the spirit, they carried rotting iron. And there's something happening like rottenness. Yes. Because it's like an iron. I saw them plug it in the leg. And I saw it happening on the right leg. It was a cassava farm. I saw somebody person has a lot, but the potency of that farmer has a lot of cassava and things like that. So the Lord is touching that leg now. And Mama T, lay hands on the right leg. The Lord is touching the leg of your mom. You are not the one that have the problem, but you are standing in a place in the stead of her. Is that a right leg? I didn't feel the anointing. You see, these things are very spiritual. In the name of Jesus, I declare wherever your mom is, the time of our deliverance has come. Let the leg be healed now completely. As you stand in the cell of your mother, the same DNA, Lord, touch wherever she is. Those demons, check it off in the name of Jesus. Your power hitting them wherever they are now. And right now, the mom's leg perfect. In the name of Jesus. And the Lord says to see the witchcraft within the family. It's a familiar spirit. And the Lord just dealt with that witchcraft. In fact, I saw the spirit of blindness coming upon that person. Little by little, the Lord will indicate the person with blindness. Chronic blindness. You can go. You young one, come on the drums. You can go. I saw a red eye looking at you. A red eye. An angry face looking at you. A very angry face. Looking at you. Alright. Very angry face. Looking at you. And well, you see, sometimes we try to explain ourselves too much because we have taught new creation realities very well. So we don't want people to see us with the wrong eyes, but I'm a prophet. Okay? I saw a red eye looking at you. And very angry at your progress. Very angry at your progress. Very angry at your progress. Lift your hands. And this person I'm talking about is determined to even cut short your life as I'm speaking to you. That's what I'm seeing in the realm of spirit. Is determined to cut off your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, wherever the influence of Satan is coming from, around his life, wherever they are coming from, wherever they are gathered, whoever this red-eyed person is, let your power, let your angels surround him. Let them guide him. Everything you do prospers. You will never be in a situation where you'll be touched. From henceforth, progress in your life. Notable progress. Notable. For the Lord says to tell you that there is a connection between your heart and your hand, and that your heart is worried, and so you are not seeing anything in your hand. He said, allow the pain go, allow the worry go, and you begin to see success. I don't know anything happening with you, but that's what the Lord is telling me to tell you. Alright, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and he has lifted you. You can go and sit. People of God, this season, stay with the word. is not a time to be weary. It's a time to be more serious with the word of God. Don't be familiar with suffering. Don't be so used to failure that you make it a norm. While we're praying, I saw a sword. A sword is one of the tools of a believer, where Paul says in Ephesians is to put on the whole armor of God. One of the one part of the armor there is the sword of the Spirit. It's not a tool, you know, there's breastplate of righteousness for defense. There is shield of faith for defense. You know, all of these tools are word oriented. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Breastplate of righteousness, we got it from the word, a function of the word. Shield of faith, a function of the word. Sandals of peace, a function of the word. What God is trying to make you understand in some total is that you should have the word of God in your spirit if you must win, in your soul if you must win. Do you understand? And now the sword, I saw the word, the part of that instrument, that armor I saw us holding during the service, was the sword of the Spirit. And it's on the is the only one that is on the offensive. It's not for the defensive. You don't use what to block. You get what I'm trying to say? What do you use to block? Shield of faith. A believer should not just be blocking things, blocking wrong things. It should be. If you are not doing this and now just standing with breastplate of righteousness and shield of faith, there is nothing that you can achieve. One, why the Holy Ghost made us to understand that we have something as a sword of the Spirit is because He knows that it's an indicator for us to understand that there's warfare. There's a little bit of warfare. And the warfare is not to kill demons. It's a good fight of faith. To lay hold of what Jesus has given you. So this part of the armor is for the offensive. You must speak the word in your life. The book of the law must not. Don't think, see, I'm betting you. If you don't do it, you'll not see it. Don't just say that I'm a nice Christian, blah, 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 blah. If you don't fight, there must be a fight. It's called a fight of faith. And do it every time, do it every time, do it every time. I deserve the best, I deserve the best. Every time I deserve the best. Never getting disappointed in my life. Never, I have never been disappointed. You wake up in the morning, I am the best, I'm the best. I'm successful, I'm getting successful. I will never be disappointed. I have never been disappointed. Now wake up and say, oh God, what is happening to me? Nothing is happening to you. All things are working together for your good. All things. Listen, your success, your current success is too old. The part of the justice as a word, shining light, that shine, it only gets better. It goes everywhere in your life. It touches every aspect in your health, your finances. It has to be better. It has to be better. You must use the word this season. And I submit to you, I believe strongly the Lord is speaking to us, GCMI, to use the word. Because we have a lot of it. We have a lot of it. Time to use it, brother. Are you listening to me? Use it. You wake up in the morning with your family, if you are married, if you are not single, pray the word. Speak the word. When you pray in the spirit, you pray the heart of the Father, then all things. Make the Lord understand that you understand what is happening. Like the sons of Issachar, who understand times and seasons. You wake up in the morning, it seems like things were not going well. But you prayed in tongues a few days back. You've been praying in tongues for time past now. And things don't seem to be going well. You don't say, oh, what is happening to me? Then you don't understand your God. You're excited. You begin to give Him praise. If we pray the heart of the Father, we didn't know how to pray as we ought to. And we allow the Holy Ghost to help our infirmity with groanings. And we prayed, and he that understands the heart of the Father, the Holy Ghost helped. He helped me to pray according to the will of the Father. Now you are in 28. You have done 27 and 28, 26 and 27 for a long time. You've been praying in the Spirit and things are not going well. Remember, you have been praying in the Spirit. And it says, because of that, all things will work together. Why are you not worried? I've prayed in the Spirit. Why are you not worried? I've been praying in the Spirit. I'm in the perfect will of God. Glory to God. That should be your slogan. Every day of your life. Where are you? In the perfect will of God. Where are you? In the perfect will of God. What if it's not going okay? It's all adding up for my good. Oh, glory to God. It's part of it. It's part of it. It's working out for my good. You know, we have to tell people there was a time we had just 2K. Now that we have 2 billion. So that they will understand that the God of 2K is still the God of 2 billion. We have to tell them the story. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, your time has come. It's time to fight with the word. You speak the word. You speak the word. He said, I have chosen the foolish things of the world to conform the wise. Speak the word. Speak it. Where you are, you must be the best. Your signature is excellence. You must be the best. Daniel prayed. He prayed, became the best. You pray also, you become the best. You pray to receive answers. Do you know prayer gives answers? It produces answers. Daniel got answers in the place of prayer. You're going to get answers for what you are doing in the place of prayer. When you are done praying, you just carry the laptop. Ideas are just welling up from your spirit. They are welling up. There's a huge connection. Glory to God. Now you are a blessed man. Ideas are rising. When somebody is sick in your home, you lay hands, it's gone. So you have peace on every side. No one is dying. Money is coming. Marriage is beautiful because you know Jesus Christ. In righteousness, thou art established. Thou art far from oppression. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just pray in the Spirit for a moment. Pray in the Spirit. And push a little bit. Just for a moment. Push. Use the sword of the Spirit. Now listen, you can't use the sword of the Spirit that cold. Open your mouth and pray. Close your eyes. Imagine things and speak them into existence. You can't use it that cold, brother. If you are cold, it's not the sword of the Spirit. It is never the sword of the Spirit. Pakatoshika pakata yabakata. Oh, shiabakora nabaya. Arakaba yakoba tekaba yababa. Arakaba tokatabaya. Katekaba kata yababa. Pakabata kababa baba baba baba. I mean, we are using the sword of the Spirit. We are going for it. We are going to get it done. We are pushing to get it done. We are advancing. We are making progress. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Yeah. We are going for it. We are getting it done. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let's be seated. Enjoy. Hallelujah.
I'm sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.